see how this is. All right. Did I ask you to say something like first man, second man?
Yes. Yeah,
all right. Well, would you like to say anything that comes to your mind? Then I'll see you. Just go ahead and discuss.
I'll say first man, second man, third man, fourth man, fifth man, sixth man, seventh man, eighth man, ninth man, tenth man.
All right, that's fine. And
we were talking about when we were small girls, of course, we played. We had our different rooms and houses, but after 8 or 9, we had all kinds of games, of course, that we played. We played blind man's buff, and we had ball games of all sorts, and basketball was here way before 1910.
Is that right?
Yes.
And girls played it?
Yes, girls played it in the, I know we did down at Chickasaw, and that was before 1910. And we just played all kinds of games. Of course, the boys, it was baseball, football hadn't come to Pontotoc at that time.
Now, that's interesting. You played basketball at the college?
Chickasaw College.
And was this a kind of, did you have teams that would play against each other?
I didn't play on the team. I'm sure we did, because that's the way you do.
Well, I was wondering.
And I just, I don't remember whether there was any other schools. They would play against each other in school.
I see.
But I don't remember whether we played. I don't think they do. They did at that time like they do now.
I was wondering whether you had other colleges in the
area. No.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. Basketball has been popular then for a long time.
Yes, it has.
With girls.
There's a word that Elliot, the librarian, and I were talking, and inadvertently I said something about Dean Busted, and she come his life, and she said, "Please tell Mr. of that word." Said it was her father. That was his bad word, was Dean Busted. So that was his favorite word, so be sure to tell Mr. so that's an expression, Dean Busted.
Yes, well, any of those expressions I would very much appreciate. As a matter of fact, while we're talking about expressions, how have the expressions for poor whites and for Negroes changed over the years? Would you, there was bound to be some social feeling, and I was wondering how, either serious
poor,
or joking.
We find around here that what you call the poor whites are the most resentful against the blacks of anyone. And some of those whites are among those that are making trouble in the schools. They'll do things and blame it on the blacks.
Oh, I see.
And so there is a antagonism
between
the poor whites and the blacks. But they talk.